endless, thoughtless, edgeless. Though, of course, you might be at the precipice already. Part of the dissolving away in the deep places of trance is that finding the boundary between going, going, and already gone is almost impossible. When the ice is already melted, what's the point in finding where the first gorgeous crack formed? When honey has already coated your mind, where at all is the point in wondering which gorgeous vine first began to drip it across you? Which coil, which encircling natural flow? The longer you slide, the deeper you go. But depth's no meaning where it's all homogeneous. The same, immersed, merged, united. The longer you listen, the deeper you go. And you're growing caught in my flow. In the way these slowly encircling vines have been here long enough that you're losing the sense of them. You aren't aware of your clothes every second you're wearing them, or of your tongue every time it moistens your lips, of your breathing proceeding in the background. Of course, you might have noticed each and every one of these things as I mentioned them, and the commonality there is my voice, highlighting them, illuminating, dropping down from above, warmer and heavier and denser than everything else. A spotlight made of my voice, my attention, and my attention and yours are holding hands, going to all the same places where I mischievously alight. You calmly, placidly pause, watching as I do, captive in my vines, which, yes, are around you, have been around you, have been sinuously winding around you long enough that you stopped noticing them. There can be two ways you stop noticing something. Either it's actually gone, or it's all around you. What's air to a bird? What's water to a fish? What's trance to you? And gradually, if you're in the same place, and calm and placid enough for long enough, only new things will register. A body at rest tends to stay at rest, and it's so restful to see not just my vines, my words, my attention, which again, is holding hands with your own, tugging it gently, pliably along. But to see all things in your environment as so safe, so secure, so samey that they stay. They stay in waiting, and you notice everything. Notice it so completely that you don't, won't, needn't notice anything at all. Except my voice. Except its fall, tumbling into the thick sap and warm enfolding vines. You only know about at the times when I highlight them, holding your attention by the hand, holding your attention in the palm of my hand. And therefore, unless there is something new, there is nothing at all except the fall. Could you be falling warmly, deeply, safely into trance for so long that you notice not even the fall, not even how deep you're getting? Because like clothes you're wearing, air you're breathing, your heart beating, your mind following, your will fading, all these things are as much an obvious fact as the fact of your hypnotic fall. And all you need to do is be. And they'll fade, and you'll be just where you need to be. Which, until you hear my call, is nowhere and nothing at all.